Reflections on the 20th century. Welcome to Reflections, interviews with the people that helped shape the American 20th century. Today's guest is Margaret Hilary Marshall, Chief Justice of the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court. Margaret Marshall was the first woman to hold that position from 1999 until 2010. She's most remembered for the landmark decision on gay marriage in Goodridge versus the Department of Public Health that declared that the Massachusetts Constitution does not permit the state to deny citizens the right to same-sex marriage. Marshall is friendly, urbane, and very collected, but she remains deeply aware of the extraordinary influence her decisions have had on all our lives. So we started our conversation by asking her what people call her in the supermarket.
You know, mostly judges are not recognized, but I think because I've been so public and so outspoken, sometimes they do. And what I found was it was always easier to tell people what to call me, otherwise they just fumble and mumble. Mm-hmm. It's not quite the same as going to meet the Queen, but it's helpful to know how to address somebody. Now that I'm no longer on the bench, I'm much easier of just saying to people, even if they think, you know, they remember that I was a Chief Justice, I go back to my own birth name.
We're here in Massachusetts, a long way from South Africa, where you grew up. Tell us what your childhood was like.
I grew up in a very tiny village in the middle of South Africa, miles away from anywhere. And I had a typical white South African upbringing. It was comfortable. It was a village upbringing. My first grade school teacher was my sister's first grade school teacher and my brother's first grade school teacher. And we had sports and athletics and played outside, and the weather was beautiful. And it wasn't a wealthy upbringing, but it was a very comfortable one. And I was completely unaware of what was happening all around me, namely what was happening to the majority of South Africans. The only black South Africans with whom I had any contact were our domestic servants. And people may be a little bit more familiar now because of the recent book and movie called The Maid, but that really in many ways encapsulated what my life was like. We knew nothing about the lives of our black servants. We seldom knew their full names. We didn't know if they were married or whether they had children or whether their children were being educated.
Like what you heard? Listen to the full episode on reflections.com.